The broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk, sponsored by Open Bottle Society, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be your host on this beer adventure. My name is Key.
You're more of a co-host, because we're both co-hosts, and I'm out.
Okay, well, whatever. I don't care. Do you care?
No, I don't know.
All right, so why do you have to make me feel bad when I was going to do nice things on the show today for once? Why do you have to make me feel bad? I'm just saying. I just got over a bad case of the herpes. I finally got that cleared up using Valtrax. But I mean, I'm just saying, why do you have to come at me with all this derogatoriness?
I think it's right on the header. Show full of assholes.
Right. That's towards
I'm people. An asshole.
No, but you don't have to be like that, sir. Maybe. Well, you're acting like a dick and starting to penetrate, and I'm very uncomfortable. Today's Thirst Breaks were brought to you by Thirst Breaks. They're not a real company. Now, so you guys, before we get started, you know what? Last week I kind of made a mistake and it was improper. So Mal, I haven't seen you in 1 week. That's interesting. Great story, bro. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. What's your ladies and gentlemen, if you guys couldn't see that, he absolutely flipped me off. That's how it goes down here in the bayou. So, how's your weekend?
It was pretty good. Work. You know, nothing really exciting.
Weekend was not really exciting.
It's just casual. Hung out. Did some stuff. How about yourself?
Well, I went to nightclub and bar this week. Just a big event with alcohol, night stuff, like doodads and gadgets for like tables, games, stripper poles. Like, it was crazy. A lot of energy drinks.
Were they being used?
Yes, they were. And there was a lot of ham running around.
Well, right.
And it was a lot better than the previous years, and acquired some great liqueurs, and acquired some great
liquors,
yeah, spirits, wines, and beers. No strippers, sir. They wouldn't let me do it, so I do apologize. Other than that, it's been a very calming week. Oh, by the way, my birthday passed, so you know, just wanted to say that. It's pretty cool. And
happy getting old.
Yeah, it is. I am ancient, sir. So, let's get down to business. What are we doing? Oh, today's theme, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, today's theme is we just threw some fucking beers together, and we're just going to roll with it today. There is no theme, ladies and gentlemen. We grabbed four beers. Actually, Mal did. Four beers because you know why? That's why. So, go ahead, Mal. What are the four beers that we're going to talk about today?
The Great Story Amber.
I'm sorry, what's it?
I was saying, shut the fuck up. Let me finish.
I never. That's not even the beer.
Amber.
It's Abita's Amber?
Yes.
Okay.
Orpheus Brewing Company, Peace, War, Truth, Lie.
Nice.
Dale's Pale Ale.
Nice.
And it's like, what is this, a 20 ounce, right?
That's a tall fucking can.
One pint, 3.2 fluid ounces.
Nice.
So they couldn't do 20 ounces. They did 19.2.
Ah, they were just to do that to put an Orpheus in your Orpheus.
Yeah.
All right.
Orpheus Brewing Company, Life, Death, Life, Truth.
Okay. Now, here's my question. So, who's this one by, the first one?
Abita.
Who's the second one by?
Orpheus.
And who's this one by?
Dale's.
You sure?
Oh, Oscar Blues.
Ah, fair enough. And who's this last one by?
Orpheus.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we knew exactly who was on. Hey, you're the A. Getting old. Must be nice. So, all right, is there anything else you want to talk about?
I've been drinking before we started drinking here.
And we all have, because that's what we do here on the Open Bottle Talk.
And so, hey, y'all out there, drink something.
Absolutely. If you guys want, before we get started, you can pause this particular pre-recorded live podcast, and you can go ahead and check out obsbeers.com. You know you want to check it out. Because you get to watch us be acting like fools with like a visual instead of just the audio sounds of, oh, what I left and right in your bowl.
So you can see me flicking them off.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a spectacle. Almost like spackle. Like if you were to pass gas and some spackle happened.
Like
you
ever had that?
Yeah, it's like a testicle unless it explodes. Tom Green one style. Okay. So, all right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get started. If there's anything else that anyone that wants to talk about, go ahead and raise your hand right now.
Nothing.
Okay, I was just trying to see if anyone wanted to raise their hand and get involved with what we do. And if you want to get involved with us social media-wise, check us out. All you have to do is type in the word in the search engine, Open Bottle Society. I'm pretty sure there's a social media that we've done that you want to be a part of. So,
And some that you don't.
Yeah. Mal's on fucking Growler. I'm sure he's going to go look what that is. So, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started, and we'll see you guys in a moment. Hey, guys. All right, guys. So it's the moment of truth, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start off with our very first beer. Mal, take it away.
We are talking about Abita Amber, which is brewed and bottled by Abita Brewing Company, LLC, Abita Springs, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And that L.A. is Louisiana, not Los Angeles.
Got it. Is there a way to reach them? Is there a website?
I'm sure it's abitabrewing.com, but you know what? It's not actually. Oh, no, wait. Abita.com. Damn, they got in there quick. Dude, are you kidding me?
I looked up an
absolute worthless website, but it was a four-letter website. They wanted $500,000.
For a four-letter website?
Yes.
Just $500,000, just for the word?
No.
To build it?
No. To buy it and register it in my name, they wanted $500,000. I'm like, yeah, I don't want that.
For four letters?
Yeah.
That was the name of it? Was F-O-U-R-L-E-T-T. As in, oh, just four letters.
As in 1988.
Oh, just like that. Like, for us, four numeric numbers, not four letters. I'm trying to understand.
It's alphanumeric.
Right. So which one is it? Beta? Beta or tested?
Alphanumeric.
All right. Four characters.
There we go. Four characters.
There you go. So four characters.
Any, like, four character website, they wanted $500,000.
Why?
Because it's a small name, so four characters, that's it. And I'm like, no! I said a few other things, but.
What were the other things that you said?
Fuck off, no.
You said fuck off and no?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's not
true. More no fuck.
Did they respect you, or did they rape you?
No, they respect. Was it over email?
Oh, it was an over. Oh, so yeah, you can't get a cyber rape. That's. All right, so let's go ahead and crack this open.
Yep. Read the top. It says pry off.
I'm going to pry off. I am. There it is. We took that off. All right, guys, so we're going to go.
How funny would be if it was the screen.
Oh, that would suck about a whole bag of buttholes. That really would. I'm being serious. That would just suck. So we do it like that. We're going to do it like this. A little bit of cilantro for you.
Oh, thank you.
Pretty much. All right, guys, so right now we're going to go ahead. Cheers to the visual aesthetics. What you got?
It's a yellowish, not really golden. It's got a really good head.
It looks like a tea color, like tea water.
Oh, tea. I just said teeth. I'm like, dude, no. What the hell color are your teeth?
That's that backwater bum color on the teeth. It looks like tea. Tea water. It looks like fermented or soaked orange peel.
You know what it also looks like?
Wow.
You ever been in a junkyard after it rains and the metal or the water runs off the rusted metal? That's about what it looks like.
That metallic watercolor. Oh, that's not very appealing. But let's just face it, guys. It's a
rusty color. Yeah. Because it's an amber. It's going to come out that color.
When it comes across as ambers, you're going to assume a few things. And for me, I always assume that there's going to be a metallic color to it. Like, there's a
bug flying around.
Yeah.
And it's bugging the shit out of both of us.
The hell? Like, this show sucks. But no, to be honest, guys, it has a nice amber color. It does. It has, like, a toasty straw, like, but you know what, like, mid-level toast. You put toast in at the mid-setting, it's got that toast color. So, all right, let's just go ahead and cheers.
How about a sniff? Smell.
Oh, thank you. That's right. Last week I fucked that up. So, okay, it's again.
Got a slight metallic.
Yep. Smells like metal. I'm getting, it's definitely more floral forward and malty as fuck.
Oddly enough, my first thought was like, it smells almost perfumish. I'm like, okay, no, it's the floral.
But it's also got tons of caramel notes. So it's definitely malty. So the best part about the fragrance is that the way the malts and the hops work, there's more malts present due to the color, which I've seen darker color IPAs, but it's extremely floral, it's caramelly, and super sweet to know. So what do you got?
I want to clarify something. You just said you've seen darker color IPAs.
Yep. Well, I mean, as far as, you know, when they say if there's more malt present, doesn't matter how much IBUs they put in it, if the mold is right next to it, slightly higher,
yeah,
it's not going to be bitter as hell. So I've seen IPAs that are darker, and but that's a, I know, no, I'm saying for the color, I'm stop fucking with me, all right? Stop it. Is there anything else? Because this is starting off really bad. So anything else as far as the fragrance?
Why? Because I got at least 3 shots in on you so far.
Yeah, and this bug is really fucking bomb. All right, guys, let's go ahead
let's and try for taste.
Let's do it. Cheers to taste. Well, I can definitely say Abita, for a lot of their beers that are like your basic mundane average beers, their IPAs, their lagers, their ambers, anything that they make that's basic, right? Always come off at a simple, classic standard.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like an amber. There's like nothing more, nothing less. It's Ballastol.
It's one of the things I like about it is, as far as an amber, it's got a little rust flavor, but it's not heavy.
Yeah, it's balanced. It's
on the lower end.
I wouldn't classify this as a classic style. I would say more of the 80s. Like, here's an amber. You're new to this. Here you go. And then you're getting like MC Hammer. You can't touch the spoon in the background.
Oddly enough, you said 80s. Summer, September 90. I was in New Orleans and went to this just literally hole in the wall. I mean, you had to open both doors.
Now, here's the question. With that hole in the wall, were there any glory holes?
I have no idea.
You didn't explore.
No.
Okay.
But the main thing about it was I had a cheeseburger and an Abita Amber.
And how was that Abita Amber with that cheeseburger and the glory hole? Now, my question is, did you eat your cheeseburger first? Or was it just a burger, right?
Cheeseburger.
Was it with fries?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you eat that, then have the beer, or did you have
the
beer?
The beer.
Oh, so it was just a back and forth?
Yeah.
Now, my question is, how did you fit that in working the glory hole?
Didn't at all. Didn't even go to the glory hole. As far as how the beer and the
right.
burger went together,
mm-hmm.
I assume really well, because it was 24 and a half years ago.
Right.
I don't remember exactly.
I would understand. If I were you in your position, I would push back some memories too. Far in the dark recesses of my mind too. That's why I wanted to
nothing
know.
Nothing to do with the beer.
Right. I just wanted to make sure that because if you had the beer and you had the burger, I'm assuming that it went very well and it complemented the glory hole action is what I'm saying. I don't know what end you were on, but I'm saying, did you do it like, did you have the beer in one hand and the burger? And then you just did whatever you had to do, or?
I sat at the bar.
Whoa. 24 years ago, the laws must have been real loose. So, let's go ahead and I think we're done with the taste, right?
Yeah.
All right. Because
you're pretty tasteless at this point.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so cheers to the grade. What you got?
Apparently, for a good degrading on your part. Okay, on this, it's a good taste. It's not surprising. I mean, like you said, Abita could almost be a certain standard on its own.
Right.
They made the same. They're going good. I'm going to give it a 3.5 because it's good. Nothing bad about it.
Right.
But nothing really hugely impressive about it either.
Man, you kind of read my mind. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and rate this. Actually, I'm rating it a 3. Now, there's nothing wrong with it, guys. This just brings nothing to the party. It's just average. Now, it is a smooth beer. It is malty. And some things with your malts, you get your caramel. And because it's an amber, you have some metallic aspect. Now, but that's it. I don't think everybody would like this. I think it's just a basic beer. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with it. It's just that if you're someone who seeks complexity, this is just one of the beers that they don't do complex-wise. And they've made tons of other beers that were super complex that go, oh, my God, where have you guys been all my life? And you're like, yeah, this is a really good beer. So with that said, let's go ahead and find out what else is written on this bottle. Now, take it away.
Okay. Abita Amber is a Munich-style lager brewed with pale and caramel malts and German pearl hops. Kill the bug as soon as I can.
That's not a bottle.
No, it isn't. It has a smooth, malty caramel flavor and a rich amber color. One of our first and most popular brews, amber pairs well with many foods, like cheeseburger.
And glory holes. All right, you guys. Is there anything else that you would like to say about this particular
thing? It's extremely popular in the South areas. Louisiana, New Orleans, Baton Rouge. So, yeah, lots of areas in Louisiana.
Here's a question.
Rare to find it. I have not found it in the store. I haven't looked for it either. On the West Coast or out here in Nevada. So, was this a gift to us?
No, you can buy it here.
Oh, okay.
You can buy it here in the Valley. They're sold nationwide. So they're
a good distribution.
Yeah, they have a great distribution. Now, here's a great, solid question from one of our callers right now. Would you purchase this in the future? And is this a beer that you would share with you? Thank you,
caller. Yes, no. Yes, I would buy this, like something to bring home to my roommates and say, hey, this is something to try, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. I would not bring it to a bottle ship.
Okay.
I don't think it's that impressive. Sorry, that's impressive.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Question. Same question for you.
Oh, same question for me. Would I buy this again? No. Too basic for me. Would this be a beer that I would share? Yes, and I would be the asshole that would bring it to the bottle share. And I'd be like, you didn't say which you bought it, so here you go.
You're like the asshole that brings a Budweiser to the bottle share. Nobody looks at you like,
yep, and guess fuckers. What? We'll share it because that's all I can afford. That's just how that ends. All right, you guys, we'll be right back in for the next pursuit.
Imagine a world where you know absolutely nothing about beer. Then all of a sudden, you found the Open Bottle Society. Check us out on obsbeers.com. If you're a social media junkie like the rest of us, check us out. Like, follow, and subscribe to us on Untappd, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and even Pinterest. Just search Open Bottle Society. Beer is what we have in common. What's your beer story?
Hey guys, just want to let you guys know, before we start the next segment of this show, Open Bottle Talk, Mal has a few words to tell you to get your ass in gear to check out
obsbeers.com. Which is the home of the Open Bottle Society.
What are they going to find on there?
They're going to find videos. They're going to find us being assholes.
Nice. Do you enjoy watching the videos on obsbeers.com?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite episode? Like, who's your favorite cast member on obsbeers.com?
Me.
Oh, you suck. This suck of a bitch. Let's get you guys back.
Narcissistic. Really?
No.
Narcissistic.
No, I would never say that. That's kind of racist. I'm not going to do it. So, all right, guys. We're going to get you guys right back to the show. Hope you enjoyed this. Really locked up how much I love it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to say thank you guys for coming back. I hope you enjoyed that shameless plug on obsbeers.com. All right, guys.
It's better than butt plug.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's better than what?
Butt plug.
Why? What's the difference? How do you compare that commercial to better than a butt plug?
There's shameless plug, and then there's butt plug. As in, and then we have plug.
Oh, you're talking about, you're doing a play on the word plug.
Bing.
Oh, whatever. That's cool. I don't know. Which one would you rather have? The shameless plug or the butt plug?
The shameless
plug. Okay. And I think that's awesome. So, what are we doing next on the show? Open Bottle Talk.
Brought to you by Open Bottle
Society. Yeah, those guys.
KML. We're doing.
What are we doing?
A beer.
Okay.
Orpheus Brewing.
Who's Orpheus?
Orpheus.
Oh, Orpheus. Orpheus. No, Orphanin.
Orpheus.
Hyphen?
Greek god. Or fairy, something.
I thought Orpheus was
the guy who got sent in the underworld. And that's Orpheus.
Oh, not. Oh, wait.
Orpheus.
Oh, got it.
Not as in, like, Orpheus. You know, your buddy Orpheus. That would be Orpheus.
I'll be honest with you, I can't hang out with a dude whose name is Orpheus. Like, think about it. Don't make me get Orpheus. You can't take that serious. Dude, did you see what Orphee did to her? Like, you can't, it doesn't work. Ooh, Orphee gonna get you. Like, you can't take that serious. You call him Orpheus or Orpheus. Okay, it's
Orpheus Brewing.
How do you spell Orpheus?
O-R-P-H-E-U-S.
Brewing.
Yes.
Okay. Like
Shakespeare. We'll see.
Got it.
Peace, War, Truth, Lie. And they actually have a website.
Okay.
Orpheus Brewing.
Nice. And what's the ABV?
It's like 6.2. Maybe it's 5%.
And the style?
It could be 5%.
Wait, what did you just say?
6.2. Yeah. I was looking at a different beer.
And what's the style of it?
It is an IPA.
Fair enough.
A bone tablet session IPA.
There you go.
It's a bone tablet.
I got a bone for you, but it ain't no tablet. All right, we're going to go ahead and pour it out.
That's good, because it's getting ready to spill over the side.
Shut up.
Check us out.
That's how. Check us out on obsbeers.com. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and... Now,
speaking of head, that's a lot of head.
Thank you. Let me pull my pants back up. Okay, so let me ask you a question. What do you think of the artwork on the can?
It's a little fucked up.
What do you mean?
Because it looks like I have no bloody clue.
Okay. That's a hell of a description.
It looks like a person's face on a owl or eagle's body.
Okay.
With legs outstretched, with roses in one claw and arrows in the other.
Ah.
Except they're sharing the same eye, the two faces.
Okay. Fair enough.
And apparently same mouth, because the teeth go all the way
across. They go all the way out, like big, great big smile. Now, let me ask you a question as far as what the can looks like. And based upon what the name of the beer is, do you think it works together?
Yes.
Why? Why do you think that for it to be an IPA?
I was talking the name. Peace, War, Truth, Lie.
Yeah. So the name of the beer, sorry, but not the style, but...
Two faces.
Okay.
Peace, War, Truth, Lie. Two faces at the same point.
But it's a bird.
I don't understand that.
Okay, fine.
Well, whatever. It's got roses and arrows, peace and war.
Right, one is for the plug.
Yeah.
One is the ask for forgiveness because there was a plug involved. Fair, you see what I'm saying? So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get down to the aesthetics. Cheers to the visual. What you got? Wow, it's hazy.
Yeah, it's very hazy.
It looks like a Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
It's got a nice lemon color. If you guys can think of like lemon jello or gelatin, it looks just like that. Not a lot of activity on the bubbles. And to me, it looks like a nice lemonade, or it's very acidic looking.
It's not as bright as lemonade, though.
No, it's like...
It's a dullish
yellow. It's unfiltered, actually almost like a dark mustard color. It looks almost like a dark mustard color. With a touch of light mustard.
When you say dark mustard, you mean like... Dark yellow mustard
opposed to... Not brown mustard. No. I'm not talking about brown mustard. Dark yellow mustard. Right. This looks like...
Clarification.
Looks like butter.
Yeah, actually, it looks like clarified butter.
Yes, it does. So, is there anything else we want to talk about the visual?
No.
We're pretty good on that. All right. So, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, you sound stressed. Is there a cane
I can open? No. I just can't find my cane. Kids won't get off my lawn. Let's smell her up, buddy. Whoa, wait a minute now. Hold up. Stop the presses. Ladies and gentlemen, the lemon party is here, ladies and gentlemen. Get your tickets. The lemon party is here. I hope you guys do know what the lemon party is. And if you do,
don't stay innocent.
Yeah, don't look it up. Do not listen to what we're saying. Do not. Open Bottle Society does not condone you to go look up or search engine search. The Lemon Party. I'm just saying, don't you do it. Do not look up the Lemon Party. I'm just saying, you guys, there is something wrong. If you go look up the Lemon Party, do not do it. Do not ruin your life with your eyes. You can't take it back. When you look up the Lemon Party, you cannot take it back. So, what else you got for me as far as the smell goes?
Smell-wise, IPA kicks from beginning to end. You can smell.
It smells like citrone hops all day. It has that citrus tropical forward. That could also be what's the other? It starts with the letter C. The hops, not calico, but just another Cascade.
Cascade
puts out the tropical notes and the forwardness, but it does smell fruity. It has a nice balance of floral. So at the same time, but it's citrus all day. As soon as it hits you, it's not even a grapefruit. It smells like lemon. It smells like, because of the hops, it smells like a lemon cleaner, like almost like Lemon Pledge.
I'm getting the floral and the citrus, not as strong identifying it as lemon. I mean, it's a smell there, but a little bit.
It smells pulpy.
Yeah.
It smells like there's pulp in it. It smells, it doesn't have like a refreshing, watered down fragrance. It actually smells unfiltered, choppy, chewy fragrance. It really smells thick to the nose. Not even creamy. It smells a little rough as far as those things go. Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and find out if all what we're saying is true.
So, cheers and ticks.
I almost spilled it. A little rough. It's a little chewy.
Mm.
That's a little chewy. It's got some.
Dude, that's a
some little Armageddon beer.
Dude, that's a little chewy. Like Han Solo's co-pilot was a little chewy. Come
wow.
on.
Wow.
Surprised didn't have to like crunch to get it down.
Wow, that is a thick beer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's very aggressive as far as the bitter part goes. That IPA just comes and grabs you. And it's there. As far as the malts go, there's not a lot of sweet elements in this, except for the whatever hops that they're using to put the tropical notes in there. That's about it.
But it's not really acidic.
No, it just tastes like a mouthful of fucking plant and citrus.
Yeah, but in a good way.
And again, I just took another sip, and this to me is a builder beer, and now it's more has more complex building. There's complexity building more on it. It's actually now making my mouth water. But when you said there's not a lot of acidicness, I'm just now getting hit with it.
Could be in a second.
Yeah, did you try it again? Try it again. You'll see. For me, I'm just kind of, what?
Don't slam it on the damn table.
Well, why? What? That was weird. Okay.
Gently set your glass down.
Oh,
they can hear that.
Well, they're watching you waste their time. Can you do your building beer section? God.
Nope. Still not a whole lot of Elsa.
Okay.
I'm an IPA fan. You are not. I go for some very high IBU IPAs.
Right.
This, to my taste for an IPA, it would be acidic-wise on the lower end.
Right.
Definitely enjoyable. I mean, if you enjoy IPAs, if you like IPAs, I would suggest to definitely get this because it's going to be something contrast.
Why'd you tell him now when we didn't do the grade? Don't you avoid that off?
I didn't give a grade.
Right.
I'm going to add that in the grade.
Oh, you're going to add it in, like,
you know.
What did you just say? I can't read.
You're wasting a little bit of time. You know?
Oh, I didn't waste
any time. No,
don't. Me adding yeah, but a don't little do bit that. Time. They were just, they only had a question. They were asking. They had a question.
I was explaining.
Oh, okay. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. Continue.
I was pretty much.
No, I'm helping you drag it along.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So that's it? That's all
yeah.
you have?
Yeah.
Did I do mine?
Yeah,
I did mine. All right, so.
I was going to say no.
I'd have done it again. Fuck it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and move on. Not to the cough, but to the grade. So what you got, Mal?
Okay. I would give this a 4.1 because it's different. It's an IPA. I can taste the IPA quality in the notes, but it's not, you know, huge. It's not trying to grab you in the
nose. It doesn't have a full body IPA feel.
Yeah, it's different. But, I mean, you can tell it is an IPA.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Wait, are you done?
No. Okay. But if you like IPAs, I would suggest getting yourself one. Give it a try. Maybe something, you know, if you're either not able to have as high acid beer as you used to, this will have the taste without quite as much acid.
Pretty much. No, it's for me, guys, I'm going to rate this a 4.5. It's got some complexity, and I feel no matter who it is, it's the first sip is gonna blow you away.
Yeah,
it's gonna blow you away, and it's one of those beers that you gotta let it warm up, get room temperature, so that way all these complexities and nuances and aromatics, they're gonna be there, guys.
And for the legal people out there, room temperature is defined as
still cold, but it ain't to your fingertips.
So we're looking at between 62-73.
Yeah, right around there. We're not talking like hot, like, oh shit, it's gonna
evaporate. Not Vegas room temperature.
Yeah, it's just not ice cold, and it's cool. How about that? It's a cool, basically when you pick it up, yeah, if you pick it up by your fingertips and it's warm to your hand, you're in the right place.
Yeah.
You're in the right place. So for me, I'm going to give it a 4.5 because of the complexity. I like the way that it's a chewy beer. And you know what? The floral with the hops itself, it also actually has that nice texture of a Hefeweizen. That's what tripped me out. It's like, I was like, wow, lemon, and then you get the tropical notes. It's just a very impressive beer. Now, Mal, for this particular beer, could you share it, and would you buy it again?
Yes. Oh, hey, look.
Oh, wait.
Stuff on the back.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Orpheus Brewing, inspired by the Orphid Bone Tablets.
Oh, speaking of orphans, did you know if you shake them really, really hard and make their tears come out, you get a better shine on your car, whether it is fully painted or not? I was just saying, that's just FYI. Okay, sorry.
Inspired by the Orphic Bone Tablets, which explore the dichotomous nature of life and death, our Bone Tablet series reveals the many sides of the IPA. Peace, war, truth, lie. Explores the style's oft-neglected, delicate side. Whether you're having one or enjoying for a session, Peace, War, Truth, Lie is a refreshing beer with an abundance of tropical fruit and citrus character.
Hey, nice.
Tropical fruit, citrus.
Hey, not too bad. I'm proud of myself. Is that it?
That's pretty much it.
Oh, and here's something for you guys to know now.
What?
Is this item in a bottle or a can?
Oh, this is in a can.
Fair enough.
Put your BB sound.
No, well, I'm just, you never know. Somebody might go, hey, was that a
Do I look in the bottle section? I look in the can section? Exactly. Look in the can section.
We wanted to make sure you guys were better than stereo. So, let's go ahead.
It's not as good as that.
Right, but you don't want it because you can't go to school.
Oh.
Yeah, that keep you away because it's known as the kissing disease. All right, you guys, we'll be right back. All right, boys and girls, donkeys and prostitutes, reach arounders and reach aroundettes. Today, here on the Open Bottle Talk, we're going to be talking about open bottle societies. I lost my train of thought. So, okay, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to go ahead and pick it back up. Tammy, come on down and be ready to dance. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys go ahead and tip your waitress out, she'll give you a 2-for-1 on Jägermeister. All right, Mal, what is our next beer?
Oscar Blues Brewing
Company. Oscar Mayer Wiener, did you know that my bologna has a first name?
It's B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Bologna? Oh, it's my bologna has a first name. It's B-A-R. My bologna has a second name. It's B-A-R. We put all God's names together. Now I have bologna. Keating up hill. Alright, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't mean to do a shameless plug. Watch out for the butt plug. Alright, now, what beer are we doing for this, ladies and gentlemen of Table of One?
Oscar Blues Brewing
has a first name.
And it's their Stovepipe Series Dale's Pale Ale.
All right, cool.
Rocky Mountain Pale Ale.
And what's the ABV?
Colorado, 6.5.
And they're from Colorado, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. And is there a way for people to look them up?
You know what? It doesn't say on the can. It doesn't say on the can.
Uh-huh.
Boy. Could be OscarBlues.com. And that's OskarBlues.
And that's
.com.
.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and crack it.
Look, it's by ball.
I don't want to touch it now. It's a ball. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mal's turn to pour. Go ahead, Mal. Show them what you're working with. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, get your dollars ready. Mal is going to go ahead and he is twerking it, ladies and gentlemen.
On the main stage.
On the man stage. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you want a tech with a small dick, go ahead, Mal. Show them what you got. Show them your floppy disk and give it to them in their hard drive. Mal, get off me. Stop. Mal, stop. Alright, cheers.
I poisoned your beer.
Cheers to the visual. Alright, well, for Pell L, let's Pell.
What sort of a Tawny Brown?
Tawny Brown? It's like a caramel color. Looks like caramel, like just caramel.
Like a really light caramel, not
copper.
Copper, yeah.
Copper tone.
Like copper.
Yeah, it's nice. Looks cool. The head is holding up very nice. It's a minuscule, but You know what? I'm going to go ahead and refresh it. Let's go ahead. We're going to refresh that by swirling around vigorously, get the nucleation working. Yeah, the head holds up very nice. The lacing is doing its job, grabbing onto the glass wonderfully. So is there anything else you want to add onto that visual? All right.
I'm good with that.
Now let's do it. Let's cheers to the smell. Interesting. When you take the first whiff, it comes off like an IPA. The second whiff, it's more of a almost like a, I want to say, not a Hefeweizen, but a Pilsner fragrance. It's got that weird, like, to the nose. I find it rather enchanting. It's very odd.
It's pleasant, but
a little bit of citrus, more like the pill.
Yeah, not a strong citrus, not a strong floral.
No. It smells creamy. I can say that. It smells creamy.
Yeah.
But it doesn't smell aggressive.
I think it's going to be a light mouthfeel, but still creamy.
Nice. All right. Well, there's only one way to vigorously check these hops to the taste. Huh. Very dry. It's got a little bite to it, a little dry bite. Maybe a medium dry, what I'm saying? A little medium dry. It's definitely got some, it's very weird, right? It's a pale ale, right?
Yeah.
But it has characteristics of an IPA. It's got a bite to it.
Yeah.
A little bit of drying, a little bit of oil. It tastes like clear. It's not as creamy as I thought it'd be.
Pale ale. Imperial pale ale. IPA. It's.
Well, I know that, but.
I mean, they're very close, so it's easy to cross over on certain
things. Like a dress?
Yeah.
Can we say lady boys are your favorite things?
No.
Okay.
No, not really.
I just wanted to find out because on the show, you never know who's going to come through that door. Just wanted to make sure everyone understands that because where we are working is absolutely in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the garage of the Open Bottle Society. Check us out at obsbeers.com if you want to see.
Butt thumb. Yep.
Or cankles. If you have cankles, ladies and gentlemen, if you have cankles, good for you. That's today's shameless butt plug.
Better than shingles.
Yeah, this is. Wait. What about shingles on the roof? Shit on the shingles? David Letterman shingles?
SOS is, but.
Well,
shingles, not bad.
Well, shingles are bad. What about the people that fix roofs? They got shingles all the time.
Different.
No, it's not.
I mean the disease.
No, it's not. Nah, you can't backtrack out of it now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead. So we've got this nice, weird, almost awesome mouthfeel. And why I say weird is, because it is, like Mal said, it's extremely close to an IPA versus a pale ale, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get some confusing characteristics. But on this one, I guarantee you that the IBUs are a lot higher because there's not a lot of malt to balance it out. So that's why it's a mouthful of hops and you're going to like it because that's why.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to add on that, sir?
Okay. Well, I think this would be great for the beginner.
Okay.
Because it's a decent amount of taste. I don't think it's going to be appreciated by a beginner.
I was about to tell you, I feel it's the other way around. I think it has this off-putting texture profile.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's more of a person who's indulged more that can say, okay, I can break this down. I can understand it. No beginner at all. That's just me, though. I don't mean that.
No, I think because of the different tastes, it would be okay to, like, if you're introducing, hey, man, here, try a little bit of this beer. See what you think.
I think a few people would probably put this down. Especially if you're not I think if you're not an IPA fan and you drink this, the very first thing you're going to think it's an IPA.
Because I think those people are pansies.
Why?
Just saying.
No. Why do you think that they're pansies?
The ones who would set this down. They're pansies, because it's good, it's delicious, it's rather tasty.
What if they had a bad Uncle No Touch and his name was Dale?
I don't care.
Then they
shouldn't pick it up.
But what if you handed it to them and then they had like an episode? Then whose fault is it?
Theirs.
Why? They didn't know. They go to Mouse House not expecting that their bad uncle, Bad Touch, his name was Dale, and you handled this beer, they have an episode. That's not their fault. You didn't have. Now.
Did they disclose that?
You didn't. How do you not
know? They did not disclose
it. You don't throw a party and go, excuse me, before we get this party, I need to know, did your uncle touch you? But they all said no. Then hand him a Dale's Pale Ale.
Then how's it not?
Because you're supposed to be a good host, and you're supposed to say, excuse me, sir. And the guy would be like,
yes.
This is going to sound a little crazy. But did your uncle ever touch you, and was his name Dale? Excuse me? No. Oh, here, try some Dale's pill out. And it'd be safe. It's a safe way.
Or we can start out, hey, do you have any triggers? Emotional, you know, the things that make you go off. Yes, you're a pussy. Get the fuck out.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can. It would be my place.
Yeah, but that's very rude.
So? And it's my place.
Yeah.
I have said, hey, guys, it's nice. It's been get the fuck out.
You can't. But what about being a gracious host? What about being a gracious host with the Dale's Pale Ale?
That's why I don't invite people over.
So that's why, but you won't blame them?
I don't have to be a gracious host.
Fine.
And I can be an asshole.
Fine, fair enough. All right.
If you show up at my front door, there could be triggers involved.
All right, fine. Now here's my question.
And I mean emotional and...
That's fine. So here's my question. Did we just get done with the taste?
Yes, we did. We have not given a rating.
Okay, go ahead. Cheers to the great. Sorry, I just wanted to know where we were so we don't repeat ourselves because we do that a lot.
Usually it's drinking.
This is true.
I enjoy this. I'm going to give it a 4.5 because it is, it's a nice, rich taste. And yes, as I've drunk more of it, the taste has slightly changed. It's grown a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Your saying, which I'd never heard before last week, build a beer.
Yeah, it's a build a beer because the more you drink it, the more different flavor profiles you get. The more it warms up, the different, it layers itself with flavor.
Yeah.
Okay, so now here's a couple questions I'll throw at you. One, would you share this?
Yes.
And with who? A beginner or someone who's indulges?
Okay, I would share it with both. If the beginner had expressed an interest
in craft beer. Two guys, one gal?
Yes. If the beginner had expressed an interest in craft beer, the person's like, hey, I like my top three name beer and I don't drink anything else. Okay, that's cool. I may not invite them over. And, you know, someone who enjoys, who partakes, yes, here you go, try this.
Nice. Okay, so
nice.
Here's the next question. Judging by how it looks, guys, it's very patriotic, red, white, and blue all day with the stars and stuff. How do you feel about the label?
I like it. It's pretty cool. I mean, yes, it's, like you said, red, white, and blue. It's got, you know, stars on a pattern or on a line on the red in the back. And it says recycle, pack it in, pack it out.
That sounds like a porno.
Yep.
Pack it in, that pack it out, starring now with DeFoy.
And,
Charles Bronson at the bottom.
That's about it, huh? Let's see, the name, or the description. A huge, I'm gonna try this word again. Voluminously hopped mother of a pale ale. You know? It's one of those gonna get you, sucker. You dirty mother. Shut your mouth.
What? I'm only talking about Dale's Pale Ale.
Exactly.
Wow, really bad fucking shaft plug. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for me, I'm going to rate this just a 4. I think it's above average. I think it's just a 4. And the reason why I'm saying it's a 4 is because it's nice, but it isn't that much complexity. I think after the first couple of sips, the Build-A-Beer.
I wondered how long it take to fuck you for you to fuck that up.
Build-A-Beer aspect of it pretty much dies down after, I would say, at least 4 or 5.
Build-A-Beer workshop.
Dad, I want to go ahead and build a beer.
Okay, so when you turn 21,
but father, I'm 26. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not a real place, so do not go searching for it, okay? Do not go searching for it. No, I think after a while, it fizzles out. I think as far as always getting a different nuance out of it, I think after by the time you get to the 5th or 6th sip, it fizzles out. It just tastes like a regular, just has a beer. As long as it ain't a lager, I'm happy with it. As far as for me, would I share this with anyone? Yes. Who? Beginners? I really would. I think this is a great way for you to get into your craft beer. I think it has enough complexity to get you started, enough sweetness that it won't put you off, and it has enough bite to put you on if you are someone who's seeking IPAs and things like that. And go, oh, this will kind of send you one way or the other.
Yeah.
So if you're a person who doesn't like hops and you try this, then you'll say, okay, I'll go the other way and go more malty. So I think that's a really great beer. I'm going to give it a 4. So I think that worked out great, and I hope you guys enjoyed this. What?
No, I have to point out your comment. That's a really shameless shaft plug, and you said nothing sexual about it.
What?
I'm surprised you maturity. or the fact that you completely missed it.
I missed it. What'd I say?
That's a shameless shaft plug.
Oh, yeah. The shaft, because you got to work the shaft. And you got to be careful that
way. No, just move on. Oh, you fucked it up.
No,
just
I didn't know, but you got to work it. Work the shaft.
Just go.
We were working the shaft, Mal. We were working the shaft until completion. You did the song. I said the statement. We both were working the shaft.
Like minors.
No, what? Oh, girl.
Ding, ding, minors. Not underage, you little shit.
No, well, they don't know what you said. Could you at least clear that up?
What I said.
You said minors.
Yeah, as in gold mine, not as in...
Young girls and young boys. No lady boys for Mal?
No.
Okay, then. No lady boys for Mal. We'll be right back. All right, guys. If you guys don't know, this is the last installment of today's show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys haven't figured out our format, it's usually four beers. And the way we do it is it's always the lowest ABV all the way to the highest ABV in that order. Nothing in between, and we don't mix it around. And not to mention, it doesn't matter what the theme is. Today was just, okay, let's just do these beers.
hey, we got shit in the fridge. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's just do it. This is gun-ho episode, ladies and gentlemen. So, Mal, so far, I'll ask you a couple of questions at the end of all four of these beers. So what beer are we going to do right now? And then I'm going to ask you some questions.
The Orpheus Brewing Life, Death, Life, Truth India Pale Ale.
Ah.
And the can is... Fuck if I know. It's some guy's face sticking out of the mouth of an eagle while holding a house.
Right.
With smoke coming up that looks like it's forming a rose.
Like a butt rose?
No.
A Turkish...
Like a rose. Like a rose. Like a red rose, you sick fuck.
Okay, not like a Blumkin rose.
Correct.
Okay, and what's the ABV?
It's like... How is this? 7.2%.
And where can they look these guys up at?
Orpheusbrewing.com.
And is it in a bottle or a can?
It's in a can.
And how many fluid ounces?
12.
Okay, because that one was a tall one over there.
Yeah.
All right. So we got that. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and pour this gurgle, 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 gurgle. That's what she said, gurgle, gurgle.
Toast to the pour.
Toast to the gurgle, 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 ooh, girl.
I don't need pour beer anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is actually someone really pissing in Mal's cup. It's great nucleation. All right, Mal, go ahead and just swap them out, and let's get you a real beer. All right, cheers to the visual, sir. What you got for me?
Hazy. Oh, quite a bit of haze.
An unfilled, well, a trans, a partial, it's a halfway filtered beer.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, it was like they were like, push it through the filtration and stop, take out the filters and push it all through. They only did half of it. It's hazy, ladies and gentlemen. It looks literally like yellow.
Or they used really big filters.
Yeah. Whatever gets through it, guys, we're going to go ahead and accept it. It literally looks like, I promise you, it looks like Jell-O. Lemon Jell-O.
You keep saying that a lot.
Because you know how like the gelatin aspect of lemon Jell-O looks, that color?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It has that gelatin yellow aspect. If you haven't seen
a picture of
Jell-O, go ahead and show the picture. Go ahead, ladies and gentlemen.
Here you go.
You showed it to you. Do you see it? Do you see it?
I don't think so.
All right then. Okay, what color do you think? I think it's a nice. Okay, if we had to, dirty blonde.
Yeah, dirty blondish. It's a yellowish. It's
the aftermath of mud butt.
No.
It has that sewer mud butt look.
No.
No, it's not mud butt.
No.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you have the mud butt, you might need to see a doctor.
You really need to see a doctor urinating. Look.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, there's way too much foam in your pee, and apparently it tastes like birthday cake. Yeah, it's diabetes, eh? It's a horrible diabetes joke. Your pee tastes like cake. All right, guys.
Moving along.
All right, cheers.
To the smell.
To the smell. Doesn't smell like birthday cake, so that's a good sign. Smells like, I'll be honest with you, strawberries and an IPA. It's like stone fruit. There's like a stone fruit aspect to it. Like, strawberries in me.
Strawberries. Like?
Like butthole berries?
No, more like...
Dingleberries.
No.
No dingleberries?
Other, almost like elderberries.
your father smells
sounds like elderberries.
All right, so what'd you say?
Like a plum or a nectarine.
Still, for me, it smells like artificial strawberry bubblicious. Okay. That's just what it smells like to me. It smells like strawberries and the plant.
Like that strawberry root drink.
Yep.
You know,
like Fanta.
It's like 99% artificial.
What is it?
Root flavor.
Fresca. It smells like Fresca. Strawberry Fresca. Sorry, that was a rap group. Coming to the stage right now, ladies and gentlemen, is Mal's counterpart. It's Strawberry Fresca. It's gross because he's actually really dancing, ladies and gentlemen, in a leotard and a thong backwards. Why? Because it keeps the boys separated. All right, go ahead because they do
end up fighting. Keep them separated.
Absolutely. Hey, okay, sorry, we got a little sidetracked. All right, so what did we get? We got the smell. So we've got some stone fruit going on. We also have some IPA, a little bit of floral. It smells to me like it's going to be heaven. So let's find out and let's go ahead and move on to the taste. Okay, I like the way the body of this beer is. It's still an IPA. The great part is it's creamy and still has this sweet, bitter bite.
Yeah.
It's like slightly drying the back of my mouth out, but it's like I can hang in there. But I think it's almost like as if it's on nitro. It's light and fluffy.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And yeah, a little bit acidic, but not hugely. Hugely, it's a word, folks. Check it out.
Fucked Up Words brought to you by Open Mile Society's Dictionary of We're Just Fucking Around. Go ahead.
No, Fucked Up Words brought to you by This Is the Fourth Beer of the Night.
Oh, yeah, .com. Which is not a real website. Please don't go look it up.
But if they would let me make it, I would. it's got a little bit of that. It's got the cream flavor. And I like, it's still got a dusting of the head on top. It's not completely dissipated.
Yeah, it's
really cool.
It kind of keeps it a little mystic.
Little strings on the side of the glass and up.
The lacing is at best. The lacing at best is not saying it's the shit or anything. It's just it's pleasing to see that there is some lacing on this beer. As what else do you got for it as far as it tastes goes? I mean, it's a pretty impressive fucking flavor profile.
Yeah. Other than that, it's I do not taste the fruit that I smell.
Which is very strange. I taste nothing but malt, like that sweet, malty, sticky texture, but it's extremely creamy, so it's light in body, it's very airy, and then you get the plant. Not even just the hops itself, just the plant. You get that floral, perfumic petal thing going on. It's a very interesting taste. Man, Orpheus Brewing ain't no joke, are they? No, now, here's my question to you. Is this particular... Oh, we got a grape, didn't we? Almost forgot the grape. We over here jumping and shit.
Cheers to the grape.
Let's do it. What you got for me?
Great
story, bro.
You know, I go back to the fine words of Samuel Jackson. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
No, in his famous words were, I'm tired of all these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. That's all I'm saying. Get your story right. But go ahead.
And his most famous line should have been, feel the force, motherfucker.
No, his famous...
Should have been.
Right, and it should have been, damn you, Anakin. we'll get into that later.
I never liked you.
Go ahead.
Bitch.
Mace Windu split into two. Check us out next week.
I'm going to give this a 3.9.
As the saber returns. Oh, hey, what?
3.9.
Why?
3.9.
Why?
It's got a whole bunch of different flavors. But I don't know. I got spoiled by the previous two that we've drunk. And I was expecting a little bit more from Morpheus.
Did you? Maybe this... Well, it says it's just their regular IPA. Remember, we have to always... It's still delicious. It's delicious as fuck. Would you choose this? Okay, here's a good one. Would you choose this IPA over a Stone regular IPA?
No.
You would not. Okay, that's a very good question. Now, is there anything else that you want to add to what you've graded it as before I jump on it? All right, fair enough.
No.
For me, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a regular IPA. If I had to rate this, I'm going to go extremely high.
Oh, if you had to rate this? Jesus, man, it's a beer.
Well, it shouldn't be looking at me like that, and it shouldn't have worn what it wore. What do you want me to do? Hey, it's a can. Who's it going to tell? All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back on track. If I had to rate, I almost said rape actually this time. I actually almost said it. That's funny. You almost got me there. If I, since I'm going to rate this actually a 4.3.
Oh, really?
I'm not an IPA fan, but it doesn't have that much of a sharp bite. I think everybody can enjoy this because it has that weird fragrance to taste profile of something sweet, whether that's the malt kicking in or just characteristics of whatever hops they brew this with. And not to mention, I think everyone can enjoy this because they got some funky-ass graphics. So I wanted to definitely say Orpheus Brewing Company.
This is one that sits on the
on the rape. You're about to say the shelf.
No, not like the table, the counter.
The refrigerator, the microwave, the toaster oven. But we wanted to say the countertop.
Oh.
The shelf?
The shelf.
The meat?
Up on the shelf. If it was sitting there, it may just get picked up. Because it's like, hey, that's a fucked up. I mean, really interesting design.
Right.
And then they would read about it and say, I'll try to take this beer home.
Speaking of reading, ladies and gentlemen, Mal, is there something on the can?
Okay, inspired by the Orphic Bone Tablets, which explore the dichotomous nature of life and death, our Bone Tablet series reveals the many sides
of the IPA.
Nope, it's slightly different.
Oh.
Life, death, life, truth is our twist on an IPA, with moderate bitterness and notes of gooseberry.
Gooseberry.
Sweet orange and pineapple.
Ah, see, we were in the area.
Yeah.
Today's phone chime has been brought to you by chimesofphone.net, which is, by the way, not a real.
Apparently, our time is almost
up. Oh, that, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, our time's almost up. That was brought to you by Monkey, the Minchy Tinkerbell.
Life, death, there's more.
Okay.
Life, death, life, truth showcases incredible versatility.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys don't understand. We're pretty much lightweights, and these beers are way too high for us. And having only four beers on the show.
Exactly.
See, ladies and gentlemen, that's my I don't give a fuck monster. Watch. So this, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys were here, this man is flipping me off. But that'd again,
be negative fucks given.
Right. Ready? Oh, you know what? I heard the best. Okay, hold on, guys. So this is what we're going to do. So we rated it. Okay, so here we go. So I'm out.
And yet we have another diversion.
So pretty much our diversion is on fleek, I hear. All right, so now out of all four of these beers, what was your favorite and why?
See, I like the Dales.
You like the, okay, you like the Dales. Why?
Because
it's a bigger can. Size does matter?
It's a pale ale, and it tastes significantly different than the Orpheus. It tastes different than a normal pale ale. And, you know, again, it's like going to a place, they have 220 beers, and you spend half an hour looking through the menu going, where's one I haven't fucking already have?
Right.
So this was different than anything I've really had before.
Nice. For me, I'm going to go with the, I really enjoyed the Orpheus Brewing's Peace, War, Truth, Lie, because it had those really, like... And
what type of beer is it?
Oh, that one is a Bone Tablet Session IPA. And I liked it because it was extremely deceiving as far as the smell to the taste. And it had that weird citrus thing going on that was really cool. And the fact that it looked almost like a Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
It had a Hefeweizen feel. So I thought that was really cool in a sense. All right, so Mal, would you say that out of all these, which one was your least favorite?
I'd say the Abita.
The Abita was your least favorite.
Huh? I mean, just... Because I'm a hophead. I like IPAs. And we had some pale ales. And, you know, those are what I really like. But it just, I got to make a choice. And unfortunately, the Abita falls to the bottom.
Yeah, you're absolutely, I'm going to agree with you. The Abita's was, out of all of them, the saddest one out of the bunch.
It was the most standard of the beer.
That one deserves to be dropped off at a fire station and left alone. And hopefully they open the door in the middle of December in Detroit. That's all I'm saying. That's just how sad. Well, we're not saying that it's a bad beer. We're just saying out of all four stacked up, it is what it is. So, I mean,
honestly, you could try the best beer of your life and say, oh my God, this is amazing. And then all of a sudden somebody hands you three more beers. That was the most amazing beer in your life until that point. And then you have those three and realize that one's not as good as those other three.
Right.
And honestly, this is what we're sort of, okay, not quite that. The Abita was the best of my life.
Right.
But we're going along like that. It's a good beer. It just doesn't hold up to the others.
It's true. And just to let you guys know, Orpheus Brewing, where are they from exactly? We're going to say where these guys are all from.
Oh, crap. Come on. Really? Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Yeah. That's from Orpheus Brewing, guys. And you guys can check them out at www.orpheusbrewing.com. All right, and what was the other two? Well, I can definitely tell you Oscar Blues breweries in Colorado, right? They're in Colorado somewhere. And
Abita is from Abita Island, Louisiana.
Yep, and you can definitely check them out at Abita.com and OscarBlues.com. Now, when you guys are all getting out of here and you guys had a good time with us, go ahead and check us out on OBSBeers.com. Why? Because we're asking you to.
They're not really getting out of here. They're not leaving. They're at their home.
Oh, when you're done just listening. When you're done listening, shut this shit off. And head over to obsbeers.com and get your lap on. Hey, and what?
Maybe somewhere between that, you know, when you go to sit down and watch obsbeers.com, have a beer with you.
Yeah, this is true. You guys have a wonderful evening or morning or
whatever the hell you're drinking. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Drinking this.
God damn it. We are fucking up today's show. Oh, my God. All right. Fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get you guys out of here. And always remember, hey, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
All right, guys. We'll check you guys next week. And hope you guys be safe. And if you guys want, go ahead and call us in because we don't have a hotline.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.